What is up, everybody? And oh shit, hold on. Okay. What is up, everybody? This is J-Bo. It's been a little while. This is my first podcast back in quite some time. Just a lot of stuff going on. I was finishing some music over there at Pete Drevier's place in Youngstown, Ohio. Coincidentally, the band that I interviewed for this podcast you're about to hear recorded their last record. It's called
Out of Touch.
And it's on Get Hip Records. And I got all four of the guys sitting down in front of me during this podcast.
At Moondogs.
In Pittsburgh, where it all began for them. They're a great band. They are all great guys. I consider them friends. So check it out. Go check out the record.
Out of Touch.
Go see them live. Go support local music. Go support the Knox Boys if they aren't local. And just in general, I don't know. Get your ass back into music. Quit listening to so many goddamn podcasts, if you wouldn't mind, aside from this one, of course. And go buy records instead of listening to so much goddamn Apple iTunes. Or, God forbid, what's the other $10 subscription-based music ripoff places? Hey, those places, they may feed the artist's soul by recognition, but they do not feed the artist's pocketbook. Anyway, this is J-Bo. I interviewed the Knox Boys from Blanc Knox, PA, and here's my theme song. Well, hello, Knox Boys.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Yo.
Oh, crap.
We got four of you here. That's pretty amazing. I was only expecting, well, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. It's pretty sweet, though. How's everybody doing tonight?
Okay, we just we played in New York City last night for WFMU out of Jersey for Tautophonic. And we're on tour currently with Bobcat 65 from Spain. So we're at Moondogs in our hometown, Blanc Knox. We haven't played here since 2013, since like the inception of the start of the band. So
tell me a little bit about Moondogs.
Moondogs Open Stage, that's where we met.
Yeah.
Thursday nights, it's still going.
That's Wednesday.
And what year was that?
2013.
How old were you?
Probably 12 or 13.
Young man.
Yeah, young man.
Zach, so were you writing your own songs back then and all that?
I wrote some songs. I had various bands. Just, you know, it's just really hard just, like, growing up. I mean, like, especially, like, I mean, they've seen it, too. I mean, it's just, like, with any musicians, like, to find dedicated people is just, like, a pain to find people who actually want to play music. And it's, like, they're like, oh, we can't practice this week. Got, you know, a lot of homework. They're, like, you know, they're super in their studies, or like they're in doing sports, or it's just some lame excuse, they're just lazy. But yeah, I was in various bands, and then, you know, I met Bob, and then we just started playing because Bob was older, so he just kind of was easier to jam with him, you know.
Now, you guys have a new record out, and I was listening to it today. It's really, really good. Not that I was surprised it was good, I've heard
thank
the other
you,
stuff,
thank you,
but
thank you.
It's really, really good. How do you prepare
on go the ahead, first Tim. Record? It's just like, you know. We were in the bands like the Blacklips and like other stuff, so I was listening like a lot of like the Blacklips stuff. So you can definitely hear the influences on the first record, as far as like, you know, Blacklips or like Ty Segall or like the Stooges, like, you know, like a lot of the first record, Jim was like using these like echo delays, which is kind of like Ty Segall stuff, which I was kind of into at the time. But I think for the second record, we kind of had our own songs and kind of shaped it our own. But there's influences, you know.
Yeah, so there's plenty of influences, and it was more like preparing and, you know, reminding ourselves that what we did with the first album, you know, we went in there in a weekend with no prior recording experience. So this time around, it was like, okay, let's get these songs 100% fully ready. You know, spend a few months just doing that and not playing live. Just kind of like remember what we sound the first album and try to evolve from that and just take it to the next level.
Did it come pretty easily in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like it, listening to it.
It's a live record. Both records are like a live record, but they were rehearsed.
Because they were essentially recorded live in a studio using analog tape.
And where'd you guys record it?
The new record was recording Youngstown with Pete Revere. And then the first record was recorded in Detroit by Jim Diamond, who did, like, the White Stripes and various bands, which we already talked about, I think, in an earlier podcast.
Yeah, but Pete Trevere's great.
Yeah.
I worked with him a little bit.
Amprion Studio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Youngstown.
Yeah, he's awesome.
It's in an old bakery building.
Yeah, yeah. Youngstown's cool. So I know you guys were part of Get Hip Records. Are you guys still in Get Hip Records?
We are.
We're still currently on Get Hip. But, you know, we're recording and writing new songs, and, you know, we're looking for maybe...
Looking for other labels.
To put out, you know, our songs on various different labels. They're not just be signed exclusive to one label, you know.
I see. Like singles or...
45s, LPs, but we kind of want the Knox Boys to be home, you know, home base. It's a band that was, you know, it was started in Blonox, and, you know, it's a family band, and we just want... You know, we want to own all the stuff.
We want to start our own publishing, our own label.
Nope, not on label.
Put our own records out. No. Control everything.
If Bob wants to start a label, I want to see him do the work every day because he's not going to do it.
It's easy to start a label. You just start your own. It's your own label.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know,
it's hard. It's hard.
You don't have to sign other bands.
It's very difficult. But I'm saying that, you know, there's various labels. You know, we're talking to a couple labels, different garage labels right now, and we'll, you know,
gonna everything's put up stuff. In the air. You never know what could happen, but there's plenty of options, basically, in a nutshell.
Yeah, we're just playing a lot of live shows right now, and we're trying to tour on this record. We have a new video coming out pretty soon, and we have some new material that will be out on various labels, not just one label.
Okay.
Because I have friends who run different labels, and I think it's time for us to branch out.
Now, Zach, did I hear through the grapevine being Facebook, that you moved?
I live in D.C. now.
How does that affect things?
I come back when we have tours, but, you know, it's just, I just kind of felt burned out from Pittsburgh, also partly from working at Get Hip for 5 years and being in the music business day in and day out and just seeing, you know, I learned a lot. I met you. Mm-hmm. I met various people. I met all these shows were booked from different mutual connections from Knox Boy shows or just friends or, you know, it's all networking and everybody's, you know, I just see everybody's just got to create a scene, but, you know, it's fine. I just come up when we have shows and then I was just on tour with Peter Case. So, you know, when I do solo tours, it's my home base is DC because I'm next to my girlfriend and, you know, she's finishing school. And
so you moved there for a girl?
Yeah. She goes to school there and I have friends there and, cool. I love DC. It's actually really cool. And we're going to be playing a bowling alley coming up there, and they're giving us a pretty sweet deal, so that's going to be coming up. I think we're going to be playing with this band from they're from Richmond. They're called the Archaics. They're on Dabtown. So we're going to be playing with them in a bowling alley probably in January.
What kind of bowling alley? It sounds cool.
Like a garage rock night at a bowling alley on Saturdays, and they have a couple hundred people. And the Archaics are really big. They same label. They're on Dabtown. The sub-label called Wick that the Mystery Lights are on. So
the Knox Boys are going strong, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
We have a lot of shows. I have shows maybe tomorrow. I mean, Bob's got to start working on artwork tomorrow. We got to do the December tour. December tour dates need to be done. We need to have the tour posters out this week. And then South by Southwest, I got to do a couple calls in the van and get the South by tour. We're going to go drive my Toyota Prius down to Texas. And then we're going to rent a van with the Blind Owls from Corpus Christi, Texas, and we're going to go over to California. We're going to go all the way up the California, up to Seattle, and then go play South By. And then in the summer, we're going to be playing a tour in Spain with Bobcat and go over to Europe and maybe France.
Where are you playing in Seattle? Do you guys have any idea?
I don't know yet, but I'm going to try to, you know. The Blind Owls have done this tour route before. But hopefully we could get, like, on a radio station like KEXP.
A great
maybe
station.
Do like a live station, live session or something. I have a friend who has contact there, but
I got some contacts there.
Exactly. That'd be awesome. I mean, I would love. You know, Seattle's gonna be a fun time.
Now, do you guys all have jobs?
Yes, I mean odd jobs. Not 9 to 5.
Not yet.
How does that work with the band?
Our jobs are so flexible that it kind of works. But
pretty much everyone has a work when you can job.
We prioritize when we are performing and when we're not. So, like, me and Mitch do, like, stagehand work. Is that, what, downrigger?
Or uprigger.
Uprigger, yeah. I'm sorry. So, like, those, they're, like, stagehand calls for, like, your essentially secondhand roadies.
They do really high-profile shows. What shows have you guys done?
Everything from Beyonce to Billy Joel to Elton John.
Kenny Chesney, all that.
What, PPG?
Yes.
Anything pretty much bigger than Stage AE plus the theaters in Pittsburgh will work.
Okay.
Stage AE is apparently anti-union, so we don't have them.
Yeah, unfortunately. But those are like very flexible. We can take offers and not take offers.
They call you every Sunday. They say, this is what we have. You say, I want this, this, and this, or I don't want any of it. Yeah.
Now, what's happening in Pittsburgh these days? Who is there to look out for? Any idea?
I don't know much about Pittsburgh, to be honest.
There's some really cool bands in Pittsburgh doing stuff. Not necessarily garage bands that I'm aware of, but, I mean, Benji Welch is doing really incredible stuff right now.
And Common Heart
just sold out Stage AE.
Yeah, it's cool to see them because, you know, we played the Arts Festival with them, and Clinton and those guys have been really, they've been really nice, and, you know, they're just nice
they've
people. And it's awesome to see them that they're on, like, CBS on, like, the morning show, and they're hustling, and they're playing shows, and they're just doing it.
Jack Stauber is Adult Swim.
I didn't see that.
Stuff's always on Adult Swim. He's huge.
Mm-hmm. How does DC differ from Pittsburgh, Zach?
I think it's, I'm just kind of getting immersed in the scene, but there's a lot of stuff to do. There's a different clubs like Songbird. I was trying to get his indie band, the Summer Camp, booked there. I'm trying to work on it right now.
Summer Camp. Yeah.
And then just, you know.
Those guys suck.
Yeah. They do.
They're not a band to look out for.
Connor, if you're listening to this. No, but DC's cool because you got DC, and then you got Virginia, and then you got Maryland. Like, we just played a cool American Legion in Maryland. It was kind of fun, actually. That was a while back.
It is a very cool area.
We're also playing a laundromat this week.
It's in Columbus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Laundromat, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a couple days on this tour. We're going up to Chicago,
Detroit, Milwaukee, Madison, Wisconsin, Cleveland, Columbus.
In New York last night, even though, we didn't walk out, music's not about money, but it's just we had a great turnout. We've been playing New York since,
it's always
first show ever at this venue.
Yeah, and it was a great crowd. Yeah. And Todd did a great job with.
And they knew who the hell you guys were, and they were feeling it.
We had fans come out. We had fans come out, too. Like friends.
New fans as well.
Yeah.
It's nice to see people in New York come out to your shows, There's friends, I didn't even invite, and they just came out. They just heard about it. So
future recordings, is anything written? Is anything rehearsed? I mean, is it way too early to discuss any of that?
I'd say it's pretty early to discuss.
Yeah, I think we'll probably, I'm trying to write songs on this tour, but it's really hard with booking everything. And I'm trying to work on a new solo record right now.
Will that be on Get Hip?
No, a different label.
Okay.
So I have a couple solo songs I'm working, and then, doing the Peter Case tour, kind of.
What's Peter Case all about?
He lives in San Francisco.
You're playing with him and by yourself?
We did a tour together, nine-day tour. We went from, I picked him up in Maryland, we went all the way to, Chicago, Ann Arbor, a couple other places, New York, New Jersey, we played Fox and Crow. Those people came out to the show last night. But, Peter's awesome. He's a really cool guy, and, even with the Snox Boys tour, he's inviting friends out, so... he knows various friends in the city, so he's inviting people to the shows. He's a cool, rock and roller dude. I mean, he was with the Plimsolls and the Nerves with Paul Collins. They wrote that song for Blondie and had a great solo career and still has a great solo career.
You seem to know quite a bit about music, Zach.
Yeah, I listen to records all the... Well, not as much anymore. It's just hard. Because, I just bought so many records just working at Get Hip, and I just kind of, downsized because... Just for me, I'll buy music if it's, a band that I like. The Televisionaries, who play with them, they're out of Rochester. And I bought their, Christmas CD. And I think it's a great Christmas CD. If I'll just like Christmas CD. But it's a great, Beach Boys, fun.
Christmas CDs are a hard sell, man. You gotta...
But that was a great CD, so I was like, what the hell? I'll get the CD.
Get sick of that stuff after a certain amount.
But, any bands, Summer Camp, support Mitchell, I'll buy his merch, or, a DC band, Archaics, I'll buy their merch, or, whomever, I don't really go to record shops anymore and buy records. I mean, I know a lot of record shops, but,
got burnt out on it.
Yeah, but I support record stores, the Addicts, DJing, today, and you know.
Do you ever just get on Apple Music and say, "Play me"? Whatever.
I just got an Apple Music subscription, actually. So, but you know,
it's Spotify.
That's it.
But I just use it for like research, you know, like
yeah, right.
As far as like finding new songs, like you know,
you always gotta keep buying.
Like shit. We're like in the van, coming to this gig, and I'm like, you know, like listening to Fear, and then it like goes, well, Stooges, and then it goes like the Fear, and then it goes like the
I
Dead
like
Boys. Well, I was listening to Ellie Smith. Ellie Smith is amazing.
Welcome.
I got to see him a bunch in the day. Wow. Actually, I was just in Los Angeles, and I went to the house he stabbed himself in a week ago.
So is it like a museum?
No, I just looked up the address and went to it, yeah. Anyway, guys, I want to thank you guys for doing this. Any parting words? How about you first? What's your name?
Sam.
Sam, what do you play, Sam? You play drums?
Yeah.
Sam, what do you got to say, brother?
Rock on. You know, hope to see you all on this tour. You know, we're having a good time. That is all.
Mr. Kime.
Come see us. You know, support other bands. If you got a guitar, pick it up. Try to create a band. If you don't find the right people, don't give up. If you have a bad show, if you mess up at a show, it's a new day tomorrow, and you just keep playing, just keep trucking.
Is it Bob?
That's right.
Any parting words, my man?
Zach said it all right there. You know,
Bob's been at this for a while. Bob has a.
To that.
I got three more words.
Oh no.
Bob Powers Fox.
What the hell does that mean?
It means you're great at what you do. It means you're. Everyone after the show, they're like, "What is that thing?
What is that instrument?"
They always ask that question. Yeah.
And with you guys' permission, I want to play one of the songs off the new record. For the
which
listeners.
Song we listen? What? Which one do you like?
That's up to you guys.
Well, I want to know which song you like here. What do you play?
Any of them stand out to you?
Yeah.
You listen to the records
today?
We're going to
test
you.
Come
on.
I like the title track.
I'll play Out of Touch, though.
All right.
Tell me a little bit about Out of Touch.
I don't know. It's like Bob got me this hollow body guitar, and I just like started playing like three chords. It was E, D, and G. And it's like da, 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 da. I just like started throwing like random words at the song, and then we played it that one time at the Red Fishbowl event. Remember? That was the first time we played the song. We played Red Fishbowl at Southside. What was an art call on Southside? Remember that? Do you remember that gig?
Southside art call.
No. Delaney's Coffee Shop.
I think I remember
with
that.
The trip.
I don't know who this is, but is there anyone we can...
Yeah, we'll move it. Yeah, okay. It was a coffee shop. But yeah, Out of Touch was kind of... It's just kind of like being confused with, you know... It's kind of like...
Everyday life.
Everyday life. It's, yeah.
It's not really super political. It's just like... The term just like, you know... I feel like you're the one out of touch with society.
Especially with this... Especially with this election with, you know, Trump and everything.
At the time, too. You know,
and especially with him getting voted and just being scary and just seeing like... Like, you know, just like walking in the get hip and like seeing like coworkers cry and just like my mom cry. And just like really...
People were crying when Trump got elected?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It felt like someone died.
It was insane.
I lived in Boston.
I didn't believe it was real.
I was in Seattle at the time.
How was that, like, there?
It was like a ghost town. But I remember when Obama got elected, it was like the craziest celebration you've ever seen. Yeah.
Interesting.
That pendulum swing.
Yeah.
So, all right, so this is Out of Touch, everyone. I'm here with the Knox Boys. Go Google them. Go see them. Go buy their stuff.
Buy records. Don't use Apple Music.
Yeah, don't use Apple Music for sure. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for
putting you in the hot seat, man. Makes me want to listen to your podcast now. What's your podcast called again? The Shit
Show with J-Bone.